Last night, Ketchikan constituents wanted answers from their representative, Republican Kyle Johansen, about his reasons for stepping away from a House leadership position. As KRBD's Deanna Maria Dudzak reports, his answers didn't do much to alleviate their concerns.
About 60 people met with Representative Kyle Johansen at a closed meeting with House District 1 Republicans. The meeting was held in the conference room at Jeremiah's Restaurant in Ketchikan on Monday night. The event was closed to the press and general public. The Republicans called the meeting to give Johansen an opportunity to explain why he vacated his position as House Majority Leader and left the House Majority Caucus during its November 5th organizational meeting. District 1 Republican Chair Dick Koos is also a member of the Ketchikan City Council. After attending a special City Council meeting earlier in the evening, Koos arrived at the District 1 meeting about an hour into the event. He says people were generally cordial during the portion of the meeting he attended. He says most questions centered on what Johansen planned to do to effectively serve District 1.
And he feels that he can get back in with the caucus and help us out. He wasn't saying a definite time frame when that would happen. And I think that was the main theme as to how you're going to do it, when you're going to do it, and when are we going to know that anything's happening.
Koos says Johansen answered all questions asked during the approximately two-hour meeting. However, he says some didn't feel their questions were answered adequately.
Several of the questions were asked more than once by different people, kind of giving me a feeling that the answers were not clear or satisfactory.
Koos says the purpose of the meeting was to give Johansen a chance to explain his actions and answer questions. He says no actions were taken or decisions made on Monday night. Republican John Hudson also attended Monday night's meeting. He says though Johansen answered all questions, he felt concerns were not fully addressed.
He explained his motivation, why he did what he did. And he did it in a way that led me to believe that he really has convictions where this thing is concerned. But what he didn't address was our concerns and the fact that some of us don't necessarily agree with his actions. He didn't address that.
Republican Roger Stone had a stronger view of the general feeling of the meeting.
Very anti-Kyle.
Stone says he and others are angered by the decisions Johansen made.
I think everybody in the room felt that he's made a huge mistake and that he's not going to be able to appropriately represent Ketchikan nor exert any influence in terms of what the needs of Ketchikan and Southeast are. Resigning from the caucus and stepping to the outside does not put him in a position where he's going to be able to have any influence or control of any of this legislation or anything in terms of how it affects Ketchikan and the rest of the state, for that matter.
Stone says, in his opinion, Johansen should resign.
I don't think that given what he's done that he can adequately represent Ketchikan or Southeast, and I think he should offer his resignation and potentially step down and work with the Republican group to come up with a satisfactory successor that will do a better job of representing Ketchikan and Southeast.
Koos says that several times during the meeting, Johansen stated he would hold a public meeting, but no time or date were specified. Asked if he could confirm whether or not a meeting was taking place, Johansen's chief of staff, David Scott, stated he could only confirm what he read in the paper. The Ketchikan Daily News on Tuesday had reported that Johansen says he plans to have a public meeting soon at the Ted Ferry Civic Center. Johansen did not return phone calls requesting an interview for this story. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.